This is Deus Ex Sandwich, a Star Trek reboot fanfic written by Queen Clue and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and was written for the prompt from Jen Renominer on Tumblr. Kirk, Spock, Uhura, transporter malfunction, body swapping leads to a threesome. I will tell you right now, this did not lead to a threesome. Hands off. What? Kirk asks, and she has to give him credit. He is standing very, very still in her body, hands clenched into fists at his side. I can't do less than what I'm doing right now. Yes, but you were thinking about it. He blushes. Uhura hasn't seen herself blush in a long, long time. I can't help it! I've never had boobs before! I've never had a dick, but you don't see me grabbing for it! She snaps. It is incredibly disconcerting to see and hear profanities coming from my mouth, Spock says. One long line of rigid unhappiness in Kirk's body. She's never seen Kirk stand that straight. Niota, I would prefer it if you ceased that immediately. Uhura pressed her lips into a thin line. Whoa, Kirk said. I had no idea your face could even move that way. She glares at him. Come on, Kirk says, slowly relaxing. Probably because he's realized she can't hit him without hitting herself. I bet you want to give it a little grope. I'll trade you. As it would be my phallus she would be groping, Spock starts. Which I've already done, she cuts in. Ah, yes, Spock stammers, then clears his throat. The trade would not be fair. Okay, so she can grope my phallus, Kirk says, rolling his eyes as he copies Spock's terminology. It's over there, he offers and points. Come on, he presses, when neither of them move. Spock already knows what it's like to have your hand on his dick. It's not like there's going to be some huge difference. On the contrary, there would be several differences, including width, length, and humanoid blood flow. Differences we could measure in the name of science! Captain, Uhura gets out through her teeth. If you touch my breasts or any other private part of my anatomy, I will murder you in your bed and make it look like an accident. The sound of a sandwich hitting the floor is very loud. Sorry, Scotty says. This seems to be a bad time. The end.